The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, there is in 1 Charlemont Square on Charlemont Street in Dublin 2, over the next week, an art exhibition happening. It's called Art Riddler 24, Art Sets You Free. So kicking off officially tomorrow, though it's open to the public tonight from 6 to 8 o'clock. And it's going to involve over 100 artists exhibiting their work, a whole different range of artists. So far, so normal. Except the exhibition is organised by an anonymous mask-wearing curator called the Art Riddler, who will also award one of those artists €10,000 in prize money. And that actually is happening tonight at about 6 o'clock, and the Art Riddler himself, mask and all, is with me in studio. How are you?
A little bit hot under the mask.
Yes,
that's kind of how it is.
Yeah, well, it's a little discombobulating here
totally,
as well.
Totally.
You've got this kind of I don't know how to describe it. How do you describe the mask?
Terrible mask. It's a terrible mask. It was ill thought out on my part at the time, but I just went online and bought one.
Yeah. It's kind of a geometric blind boy. You kind of look
yeah,
like or something.
It is. It's a terrible decision on retrospect, but that's what I landed with.
So you're going to have to explain the background to all of this to people.
Okay.
Where does it start, this whole idea?
Yeah, I set up the Art Riddler sort of concept in March 2022. And I set it up based on, at the time, sort of the previous 12 months or so, I was going through some sort of personal difficulties outside of my control. So what I found myself doing sort of in the build up to setting it up was I moved back to Dublin and I was starting to go into some of the galleries around Dublin, particularly the National Gallery I went into. And what I actually found, what was particularly interesting, when you would be in a gallery like that, you would get so immersed in the pictures and paintings in front of you that your mind actually switched off for the period of time that you're in the particular gallery. So I found that quite good. So it was a natural way of sort of quietening your mind from the noise that was going on outside. So I started going to more and more exhibitions, but then I noticed at the exhibitions that sometimes not a lot of the art would sell, but not through any reflection on the artist's ability. It was more the lack of throughput, of potential purchasers. So
yeah.
I sort of said to myself, you know, why don't I try and put on my own show whereby I'll put up a prize, but I also don't take any commission from the sales. So I fund the whole exhibition from start to finish. So if you have a painting in there for 2,000 and you sell it, you get the 2,000. So there isn't the sort of standard 40 to 50% commission.
Is that how much it is, the standard commission?
Yeah, apparently I'm told this.
Yeah,
it is. It's high. Now, it might be low in some places, but it's significant.
Okay.
So the fact that I'm not taking any commission is significantly different.
So you're not taking any commission and you're putting up this prize money.
Yeah.
So do you make any money out of this?
Zero. I know that's kind of, everybody was looking for the
independently
catch.
Wealthy, is that how they describe
No, not at all. That's why this would be the last one. To be perfectly honest, when I did the first one, I thought that was the one and only time I'd be taking out a bank draft for 10,000. But then it kind of took off and people became interested in it naturally.
And so it's open to who?
Anybody.
Who
so the sort of the criteria is any Irish artist based here or abroad, or any artist that's has their practice based in Ireland. So you could be from any other country, as long as your practice is here. And I have a sort of a straightforward enough application process, and that opened up. You had the option to apply from sort of August to mid-September. And this year I got 1,025 applications.
Wow.
And I picked just over 100.
And you picked the
100? Yeah, I just picked them, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how do you decide? You want a kind of a range of different things? Or?
Yeah, that's the difficult part, because we all naturally gravitate towards a particular style. So
you
when
can't
you're
have
obviously
100 ink engravings.
No, I can't. Yeah, sadly, you know. But no, you can't. So what you're trying to do is get the best version of each style.
Mm.
Because what I would like, others mightn't, and you know, so on and so forth. So you need a blend, and that is difficult to do, but you have to do it.
And then, how do you decide who is the kind of the grand prize winner? 6 o'clock this evening.
Yeah, well, like the first 2 years.
Is it about 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 o'clock. I'll announce it tonight. So the first year, I just picked myself. I just picked the winner. I decided it was the painting. That I thought was the best. It was an artist called Sienna Fitzgerald. Then second year again, I picked the winner, which was Sean O'Rourke. And then for this year, I decided just to mix it up a little bit that I'd get two other individuals on board. So okay. I have the artist Mazer, and I also have another person who's involved in the art industry who would like to remain nameless. So that was very good. So we
and
had
the
a good
three
debate.
Of you decide. Yeah. And is it so? Is it something kind of like I'm a fiend for kind of portrait artists and landscape yeah. artists? I tell you, I love them. They're my kind of go-to TV. If I have to fill an hour, so you kind of you whittle it down, and the yeah. three of you kind of then have a debate or a discussion about
yeah,
the
exactly.
different values.
Yeah, and you just hope to God that you're not going to be too far apart, because then we get messy when you'd end up all falling out at that point. But no, we weren't. We had a sort of a similar theme. We sort of boiled it down to three. And then yesterday we had the final look, and we picked the winner.
And that winner receives kind of €10,000 then.
Yep.
And as you say, all the other artists, if they sell, they get all the money
yep.
Of that sale. This is the last one you think you'll do?
Yeah, you use the term independently wealthy, which sadly is not true. So what, I can't keep funding myself is the honest answer.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there was somebody out there who was interested in sort of supporting the philosophy or theme of it, you know, I'd be open to that.
Yeah. Well, listen, what has been the reaction from the artistic community to this?
Yeah, it's been huge. Like the first year there was kind of trepidation, you know.
Or, you but know, it does just sound a bit mad.
Yes,
yeah,
you know,
this
submit
guy
your
with
art
this kind
to,
of mad mask.
Yeah, submit your art and I'll give you 10,000. You know, it sounds like a scam.
Yeah.
Completely. And that was the hardest hurdle to get over at the start, getting people to believe. But they slowly did. And so the reaction now is excellent. Everybody wants me to continue it on, naturally.
Mm.
And yeah, it's just been positive all around. Like, fully. Like, and like last night, there was a preview, just a guest list only, sort of private viewing, and, you know, managed to sell, I think it was 16 or 17 paintings last night alone.
Oh, well, wow,
so,
that's great.
Yeah, so if you add that up, like, it was well over 30,000's worth, you know, going into, you know, the artist's pocket overall.
Yeah, listen, I guess that there's kind of intermittently there's a focus in this country on how difficult it is to scratch a living as an artist.
Yeah, big time.
You know, and there have been efforts from this current government and Minister Catherine Martin about
yeah.
kind of offering an allowance
yeah.
whereby, you know, people can apply and get this allowance. But, I mean, it's even with that, it's a tough old gig, isn't it?
It's hugely tough.
Like, it's more vocational stuff, really.
Oh, it is, completely, because it is so difficult. And the more, like, I'm involved in it, the more I see that. But just getting your work into a gallery or in front of people, that's a difficulty in itself. And all the applications that come into me, you know, people detail very kind of heartfelt kind of background, their struggles of getting their art out there. And that's what I'm facilitating. It's just yeah. an addendum to what's already out there.
Well, listen, if people just Google Art Riddler, they'll kind of find details about it, and they'll find contact details. If there's anybody who is independently wealthy out there
yeah.
and wants to support the arts, because God knows they need support as well. And if anybody is around Dublin over the next week, if they're around tonight, open to the public from 6 to 8, and then from tomorrow as well through to next Sunday, November 3rd, it is at 1 Charlemagne Square on Charlemagne Street in Dublin 2. Artriddler.com for more information. The name of the exhibition this year, Art Riddler 24, Art Sets You Free. Listen, thanks a million for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.